Episode 1151, Love Courageously.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. I pray that your week is going so well that it's already flying by. You feel like it's Friday, but it's only Tuesday. It's Motivation Inspiration Day, and I am so glad that you have a smile on your face. Today, it's all about love courageously. God calls us to love courageously. Open up your hearts, because he has got something divine planned for you. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, with the days bright or the days too long, love courageously. A smile can change the world, but it must be given. Walking around with our heads buried, attention drawn to too many colored screens, only begs for opportunities missed. In life, we are called to be all in. God calls us to be all in. Are you being all in? Or are you just kind of living life by, well, however it comes, you deal with it. You react more than you respond. I know, guilty as charged. Sometimes we do that. Why? Because it is easier. We just have too many things going. We're juggling too many things. Too many things are in the air. Too many. That's when we have to stop and take a break. We got to breathe a little bit. We got to let God come in and say, you know what? He's got control. When we do that, then we love courageously. We give the power back to him instead of trying to take it away. That control that we want so badly, yeah, it doesn't go very far. And we shortchange ourselves in the long run. Love courageously. God calls us to be all in, and he does it in a unique way. Love. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. That's Matthew 12, verse 30. It doesn't just say love the Lord your God with all your heart, the end. That's it. No big deal. You know, and man, if you're just not having it, that's all right. You can just take a break and not love God today. He doesn't say that. He says to love the Lord your God with all your heart and your soul and your mind and your strength. That means you're all in. Yes, you know, I'm a football fanatic. And where we just moved from in our little town there in up north, the kids would wear the shirts for practice time, it'd say all in big, bold letters. It's like, come on, if you're going to be there at practice, you are all in. You're going to give every ounce of energy. Every waking hour is going to be drawn to this because we want you to win the game. God's saying he wants you to be all in. He wants you to wear the shirt that says you're all in. Love me with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. But then he goes further. He stretches you and says, love your neighbor as yourself. Ugh. Okay, now you want me to love you all the time, but now you're telling me to love your neighbor. I gotta love them? I don't know if I really want to. They don't pick up their trash. Have you seen their yard? Have you heard their parties? It's just not convenient all the time. But God says, love courageously. I want you to be all in. Not when we have time, not when it's convenient. It's all in all the time. That's how God loves us. He doesn't love us when it's convenient for him. How many times have you messed up already this morning? How many times have you messed up just driving to work? How many times have you messed up getting your kids ready for school? I've got like all my fingers held high and all my toes too. I make so many mistakes in the morning. I'm just like, can I have a redo? Can we just erase this moment in time and let me have a redo? Unfortunately, our mornings start that way. And sometimes when our mornings start that way, our days end up that way. But God doesn't sit there and toss us to the side and say, get messed up. Did you see that? You missed the coffee. You forgot the boiled eggs. And then on top of that, you didn't make their sandwiches right. You forgot to get the meat the other day, so you can't make the meat sandwiches. That's what my kids like to call them, is meat sandwiches. You just hurt, you know, you're failing. I'm just going to leave you to the side because I don't have time for you. God doesn't say that. In fact, he pulls you closer and says, I'm all in. I'm all yours. You got me. I'm here for you. No matter how much spilt milk you have on the counter, down the cabinets, and on the floor. I'm here. God's all in. Love courageously. I was reminded of this just yesterday. We recently moved, for those of you who know, and I'm sure you're getting tired of my moving stories. Eventually, they will float away, but I learn and I teach from life, because that's God's canvas. He points it to me every single day. He goes, Christiane, did you see this? I want you to see my beauty here. And I'm like, that was not beauty. That was pure ugliness. And we have a conversation about it. But I love using life as the teachable canvas, the chalkboard, so to speak. And so yesterday, you know, from our move, we've come from up north, moved down south, and we're getting to be somewhat of a little bit warmer weather, not much. We've had some chillier nights. In fact, this week, I think we're due to freeze here, so people are kind of already complaining about that. And the house we bought is the oldest home we've bought in the last 3 moves, I believe. Most of the homes we've purchased have been 5 years or less in age. It just happens to be what we've purchased in the past and what God made available. Well, this home is an older home. And so when we were looking at all these different homes, we looked at a ton of homes. And when I looked at this home that we bought, I said, you know what? I love this home. However, it's going to need a lot of love. It's an older home, and it's going to need to be loved on. It's going to need to be cared for. Some things I can already see that I'm going to have to work on. Well, yesterday, yes. We had 2 repair guys out. I mean, it was like back to back. I'm like, can I schedule these repair guys any closer together? We had the pool guy come out. We had the window guy come out. And in my talkings with them and dealings with them, I could have been on my phone and just let them do whatever they wanted to do. But no, with Mr. Allen and Mr. Jeff, I wanted to be involved in what they were doing. I wanted to know and learn more about the window and the equipment that they were working on. And so when the repair and work order was complete, we still conversed. It was like a coffee chat. And we learned about each other, and I asked questions about them, genuine interest in their life. Next thing you know, 30, 35 minutes, 45 minutes later, we're still talking. Love courageously. You see, if I wasn't open to loving my neighbor, loving the repair guy who's coming in, who's there to do a job, I'm paying him to do a job. But I wanted to know more. I wanted to care for him the way God is asking us to care for God. That's the greatest of all of these, is love your neighbor as yourself. I wouldn't have heard the story of Roberta Edwards, a woman who grew up in North Carolina. And she wasn't one who really struggled. She got older and she had a beautiful house and, you know, everything. It was great. She had a gorgeous life. And she had a friend who kept saying, I want you to go with me on a mission trip to Haiti. Come on, please come with me. And she kept pestering her, going, come on, you got to go, you got to go. Finally, Roberta said, you know what? Okay, if I go, will you leave me alone and never ask me again? She said, yes. So off she went to Haiti. It was life-changing for her. Life-changing. She came back to North Carolina and sold everything that she had. Left to go to Haiti. Took in children who did not have homes, that were left and abandoned. She did incredible work there. It was just about 2.5, 3 years ago that unfortunately she was run off the road and she was shot and killed. I believe one of the boys was that was with her was kidnapped and taken away, but there were two other boys that I believe were just left there. Roberta Edwards was an angel here on earth doing God's work. I would have never heard her story and been touched and moved by it when Mr. Jeff told me it, had I not stopped, got away from my screen. Had I not just been engaged in conversation, I was all in. It wasn't just about me. Come fix my stuff. I got a hole in my house because my window was broken. My pool's not working. Make it pump water like it's supposed to. It wasn't about me. I made it about them. That's being all in. That's love courageously. You gotta love courageously. God calls us to be all in. Loving courageously is not about loving without fear. It's about loving when you don't know how to love. Because that's when God gives you what you need. He equips you. You don't have to have all the answers. We try, I know. But ultimately, when we're trying to seek for those answers, to know them all before we go out and we're courageous in our actions, it actually becomes an excuse. It holds us back. And it's an opportunity lost. God doesn't want those opportunities lost. You are called to be all in, to love courageously. Love courageously today. Love courageously every day. God wants you to live love and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.